Girls.
I'm Sina.
I'm Danielle.
We want to focus on television and movies in particular.
Yes. Disclaimer that we are in no way film experts. A deep, like, dive. Be quiet.
Well,
I'm yelling.
Back me up on this one.
Hey, you're listening to
Two Girls Watch TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Girls Watch TV. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sina. I have something to tell you.
Oh, no. What?
Have you seen my Instagram story as of this evening?
About you going to Target?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you who have not seen it, I said I'm purposefully not bringing a bag to Target so that I don't buy more than I can carry, because I don't need more than I can carry.
I did see that. However, I think you underestimate your abilities to juggle a bunch of things in your hands.
Metaphorically and literally. And yes, you're correct, because I walked out of there and I was successful. Mm-hmm. I was successful at buying exactly what I needed, except there was a sale on kombucha. So I blame the booch.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I had, you know what it is? It's pockets. The pockets are the key. Deep pockets, but I was able to go in and out 45 minutes or less. That includes like literally walking in and coming out. And I got exactly what I needed, except for like one thing, because they just couldn't find it. They just didn't have it. But yeah, I think this is the hack. I think I need to go to Target without a bag. Unless I'm going grocery shopping, I need to go to Target without a bag, because then I won't buy what I can't carry.
Mm-hmm. I also,
and I carried a 15 bag of dog food.
See, you have an ability to juggle and a strong will, which will make you, you know, even though you will not have a bag, you still have the ability to buy a lot of things. This should be the new version of supermarket sweep. Don't give them grocery carts. Don't give them bags. You just got to go in and carry all the stuff that you're supposed to grab.
I would win.
Yeah, I know you would.
Well, I cheated. I'm going to show you, because I think this is like the coolest thing I bought. So I was looking for a more durable fanny pack for this trip, mainly because like we're going to be like around a lot of people and I don't want like people like pulling or like whatever. So I wanted something that was much more durable.
Asterisk to our friends listening, which is that, or friends, excuse me. Christina is about to go to Ireland for 8 days.
Yeah, so I'm leaving tomorrow, because this is Thursday night. Oh, no.
This comes out. Yes. So technically this episode is coming out while Christina is in Ireland. So we are recording from the future. Christina is about to leave for her trip, so you'll have to give us a recap when you get back.
Okay, I will. So I bought a new fanny pack, one that was like a little bit bigger so I could fit like my portable charger in it and stuff. And this particular fanny pack has a pouch to put a water bottle in it.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, and then there was another one where like all the zippers lock, and I'm like, okay, which one, what's it going to be, boy? What's it going to be? So I stood there.
Okay, meatloaf.
Mind you, I made all of these split decisions in that 45-minute time frame. I stood there with both bags, and then I had a standard bag, and I was like, "The standard bag's not going to cut it. We need something with like features."
I'm impressed, because my Libra Moon would have me there for 45 minutes.
Well, I'm not the best at these kind of things. And I think it's really just because of FOMO. I think it's just like, what if this one's better? And then I'm like, oh, I wish I got that. And I'm like, shut up, Christina. Make a decision.
Sometimes shut you up. Just need to give yourself a stern talking to.
That's what I did. And so I stood in the mirror. I think I said it out loud. I was like, shut up, shut up, shut up. There were people there. It's fine.
And you know what? If you can't talk to yourself at Target, where can you talk to yourself?
I don't. Nowhere. That's it.
Yeah.
So I actually bought this water bottle today too, because I'm like the, I know I need a water bottle, like a hole in the head, but I'm going to say this because Dave's not here and he doesn't listen to the podcast. and he's not going to watch this movie. So he's definitely not going to click on this episode. I may eat those words later. Yeah, but anyway,
whatever.
So he's in charge of dishes and I'm in charge of laundry. And every time he washes my water bottles, because I'll put them in the sink and I'll start to wash it. And he's like, don't do that. Just do the laundry. I'm like, okay. So I do that. He'll wash only the bottoms of my water bottles. I have no tops. So when I go to work, I have no water bottle complete.
Mm. I had to think about that for a second. I thought you meant only like the bottom of the water bottle, but now I realize like the bottom portion.
The lid, the lid, the lid.
Stop. Yes. He doesn't wash the lids.
Well, or he'll wash the lids and there's no fucking bottle.
Of course. So it's one or the other.
Yeah, and it's sitting in my coffee mug. You get 50% washed. Yeah, and my coffee mugs. I'm like, I put the coffee in the thing and I'm like, where the fuck is the lid? And I'm like digging around in the sink and he's like, don't do the dishes. I'm like, shut up with that. I gotta go to work. So, I'm looking for the lid. Lisa told me that this was too big. I have a big 40-ounce bottle and she's like, that's too big. You're not allowed to take that with you. It's literally called a traveler. She said, it's too big. Okay, go get a smaller one. Fine. I thought I had one. Now I can't find the lid. So I had to go buy another water bottle.
Mm. So that was the reason for the water bottle purchase.
Correct.
And since you had the water bottle purchase, that led way to, hey, let me get the fanny pack with the water bottle compartment.
Correct, because I was able to see in the store that it fit. And then I thought this will be good for hikes.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with this one.
There you go.
And I carried everything. I carried everything out in my hands. I had my kombuchas in my pocket. And I'm just like clink-clang and it's working on.
You're lucky someone didn't stop you and be like, hey, what's in your pockets?
I had my receipt in my hand.
Oh, good. Well, no. I'm saying in the store.
Oh, yeah, no. I went to self-checkout, and I had my receipt in hand, and I was like, I'm ready to rumble if anybody has questions.
No, I'm talking about you from you picking up the kombucha from the shelf to go
into
the...
Oh, it wasn't in my pocket until I paid.
Ah, gotcha.
It was under my armpits.
Gotcha. Under the armpit, underrated spot to carry things out of the grocery store.
Except I was terrified because I was like, they're glass. I'm going to break them. This is going to be it.
Yeah, higher risk.
Yeah, high risk, but also high reward because yes. I'm proud of myself.
There you go. Pat yourself on the back. You did it.
So if you're in a position where you're like, I don't want to spend the general you. I don't want to spend that much at Target. My theory is to not bring a bag or bring a very small bag.
Don't bring a bag. And then also don't get a cart.
I didn't get a cart.
Carts.
Well, then you're right.
Don't get the cart. If I know that I want to go to Target, but I don't want to spend a lot, well, you can spend a lot with buying a few things, but I will get a basket. If they have the baskets available, I'll grab a basket.
Mm.
Yeah.
But so I've done this before where I've gotten the cart and I'm like, oh, I don't have any bags. I just bring the cart right to my car and just throw the shit in the back seat.
True. That's why if you limit yourself with a basket, you're good.
Yeah.
You're golden. When I did not have a car in Hoboken and I would have to walk very far to the grocery store and I did not want to break my back carrying my groceries, which I did multiple times, I would go grocery shopping with only a basket. That way I know, hey, this is how heavy my food is. I'm going to carry this around the grocery store with me so I can see how heavy my food is. And then I don't overbuy and oversplurge on things that I don't need.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. We're full of tips here. at Two Girls Watch TV. I have no transition. I thought this was really good advice that I wanted to share.
No, thank you. That is good advice.
I'm all about the gadgets now, you know? So like this bag with the pocket. I have a hat that I can wear like a high ponytail in it. I have rain boots that like look like Chelsea boots and they're super comfy. Like,
oh, I have those. Did you get those from Target?
No.
The rainboats. The rain boats. The rain, I don't know why I said it like that, like freaking Forrest Gump. The rain boots that look like Chelsea boots.
No, I got these at, because I had purchased a pair of rain boots at Target a long time ago, and they looked like copies of Hunter.
Yeah.
Boots, and they bothered my back. Like big time. So this company is actually, and this isn't sponsored by this this company, but I researched a lot and tried to find like really comfortable rain boots that could also be stylish and walkable. And it's a company called Merry People.
Yes, I think I know what you're talking. I think I've seen you wear those.
And they're based in Australia. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've definitely worn them before.
Yeah.
So they have like a regular boot, and I got the one that's like a little bit chunkier because I like a little platform. But yeah, so I've like, this is now the thing. It's like heavy research and then I buy the gadget, except for this one. I just stood there in Target for 5 minutes until I told myself to shut up and pick one.
Sometimes those quick purchases are the ones that last you the longest. Like those are the ones that have the most staying power and you use the most.
Mm-hmm. So I'm here for it.
There you go. All right. So Christina, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Past Lives, which is available on Paramount Plus or with the premium subscription or Showtime. Or yes. You could buy it on like Apple or Amazon or whatever. It's like $3 to $7 or something like that.
Yeah. Or the way that I watched it was on Hulu, and I have a Showtime extension on Hulu. It's on Showtime right now, basically.
Yeah. As long as you have Showtime, you're fine.
As far as awards go, so again, we're recording this before the Oscars because the Oscars are this Saturday. So this is currently nominated for Best Picture and Best Original Screenplay. That may change as Sunday approaches. At the Golden Globes, this was nominated for Best Screenplay, nominated for Best, or Celine Song was nominated for Best Director. It was nominated for Best Motion Picture Drama, Best Motion Picture Non-English Language, and Greta Lee was nominated for Best Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama.
Okay. Two young friends grow apart and then find each other once again. Well, a couple times. Nora is hesitant about continuing her rediscovered friendship with Hae-sung as she's getting distracted by possibly moving back to South Korea after migrating to America and becoming a writer. A playwright, specifically. They stop chatting and then revisit their friendship once more 12 years later. This time, Nora is married and Hae-sung visits her in America.
So let's get into our characters. There are not many. Na-young, or Nora Moon, when she moves to the U.S., is played by Greta Lee, who is a vet on this podcast. She was in Russian Doll, and we know
Sweet
her.
Sweet birthday baby.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I also know her. Of course, I need to bring up Girls. She plays Soo Jin in Girls. Okay. We see her in three stages of her life. First, as a 12-year-old girl living in Korea. Then as a 24-year-old grad student in New York City studying to be a playwright. And then as a 36-year-old living with her husband in New York City and living her dream.
How did you know their ages?
Because they were 12 years old, and then it goes 12 years, 12 years, 12 years.
Oh, okay.
They start the movie at 12, and then it flash forward 12 years, and then it flash forward another 12 years.
Okay, I missed that.
So math.
Yeah, that's not my strong suit.
It's not mine either, but I looked into it.
Hae-sung, I must have just looked the other way.
Hae-sung, played by T.O.U., we also see him in three stages of life. At 12 years old, being the top of his class and feeling sad that his childhood friend and crush is leaving. As a 24-year-old, wrapping up his military service and preparing to study in China. And then as a 36-year-old, ending a long-term relationship, looking to see what is still there with Nora. We also meet Nora's husband, who is Arthur, played by John Margot.
I feel like I've seen this man in something. I looked, but it's not.
Right? He seems really familiar. Do we know him personally?
I don't think so.
So let's get into our climax. Hae-sung arrives in New York and sees Nora for the first time in 24 years. Nora picks up or Nora picks up pretty quickly that he came all this way just to see her. She shows him around New York, takes him to the Dumbo Carousel and on the ferry to see Lady Liberty. She introduces him to her husband and they go out and get drinks. In this moment, Haesung and Nora talk about their relationship and Haesung says, "I liked you for who you are and who you are is the person who leaves, but for him, you are the person who stays."
After they head back, Nora lets Haesung get into his Uber after he calls it, and she slowly, very slowly, walks back to the apartment where Arthur is outside smoking a cigarette. He puts it out promptly as she approaches. This time, Arthur is the one who does nothing but be there as she cries. Cut to Haesung and his Uber heading to the airport with scenery of New York City in the background.
I'm sorry, can I add just one more thing to your ending?
Yeah.
I feel like we finally like get them talk about the word, like they bring up the idea of inyun throughout this, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering it really poorly, but in that moment before they say goodbye, before Haesung gets into the Uber, he brings up the point of what if this is our past life and in That's another right. life
okay.
we are together, because we'll talk about that more, but I feel like that's very important to bring up. And, tugged at my heartstrings. Loved it so much.
Mm-hmm. Two movies in a row. So IMDb rated this a 7.9 out of 10. Currently, I don't know what it'll be when, you know, this comes out. Metacritic, the Metascore is a 94 and the user score is an 8.1. So it's pretty high all around.
Very high. On Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave this a 96% and the audience gave it an 84%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I chose this review because it comes with a fun fact.
Okay.
It's a 10 out of 10. Sometimes simple stories are the best. And first-time director Celine Song has created one of these. So that's my fun fact. This is her first film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a masterpiece of deeply genuine human emotion, and the masterpiece is past lives. Song's dialogue is understated to the point of risking not creating a connection with the characters. It would not have worked with subpar actors, but the risk paid off. The risk paid off big time. All of the actors are wonderful, allowing their body language and line delivery to fill in the gaps with the character's true psychology. A simple plot becomes a richly complex story of lost love, sought closure, and found purpose. It's all due to Celine Song having the proper understanding of when to allow silence to speak. Yet despite the frequent bouts of silence, not a moment feels wasted. Every shot and sentence is meticulously edited to give us exactly what we need to feel in each moment with each full emotional power. This may very well be the best film of 2023. It's a work of master storyteller, and it's only her first film.
I most definitely agree, and I definitely put this as one of the best films I've seen this year. In my mind, the winners are The Holdover and this movie.
I was really surprised at how many reviews I saw that really didn't like it.
I mean, I can understand that as well. I can understand why people don't like this film. But I personally really liked it. And like, I can see how people would think that it's a slow film, but like your review says, all of it is so intentional.
Yeah. No, I agree with this review. And I also thought I learned that this was this woman's first film as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I grabbed a review 3.5 out of 5 stars. There's a lot to like in this impressive directorial debut. New York City has zero appeal to me, yet the cinematography here made me feel something positive about that city. It was shot on a 35mm, so it looks incredible. So this is a completely like film 35mm film shot camera.
That makes a lot of sense.
Film shot movie. Does that make sense?
I know.
You know what I have the words. I'm just not putting them in the correct order, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Correct, we know.
My favorite thing about Past Lives is that it barely needed the PG-13 rating. If it wasn't for one scene where the F word was used a few times, it probably could have just been PG. I can't think of another romantic drama movie like this, and it's refreshing. The story takes its time and does drag on a bit, too long in some places, but the end result is worth it. Great conversations can be had about commitment, communication, and trust, to name a few. It really is a good story that can be quite relatable. Okay.
Okay.
So I feel like it's a great way to transition into my highs for this movie. It's no surprise if you've been listening to us for a very long time. I love an A24 movie. Shocking. I know.
No.
Shocking. I think, did I not push to for us to watch this too?
Actually, I think I did. But I didn't do it for that reason. I was looking to see what we could watch, which was available.
I love an A24 film. I love a film that is set in New York. I love a film that focuses on, like, landscape and the aesthetics. And this, check. And then throw into it the idea of fate and discussing it in a complex way. Sign me up.
I'm fascinated by other languages having words that have like a really hefty meaning behind it, and it's only one word, and it just for somehow does not really ever truly translate into the English language.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's words like that in every language, and it became like a theme in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my highs was that it had really good callbacks and dialogue, and that's the word, I didn't write it down, is escaping me.
In you.
But it's basically so it means like fate, but the way she describes it is it means like so much more. And then like that's how the past lives piece kind of comes together. I love that callback. I also think that this is a very simple yet very impactful movie is kind of how I felt. And it was an hour and 45 minutes. And if it was longer than that, I probably would not have enjoyed it as much.
That's true. I agree with you 1,000%. I took the direct quote if you would like me to read it. This is what Nora explains in Yoon, how she explains in Yoon to her husband, Arthur? Is his name Arthur in this movie?
Yes.
Okay. She explains it to Arthur when she first meets him. There's a word in Korean, in Yoon. It means providence or fate, but it's specifically about relationships between people. I think it comes from Buddhism and reincarnation. It's an in-yoon if two strangers even walk by each other in the street and their clothes accidentally brush, because it means there must have been something between them in their past lives. If two people get married, they say it's because there have been 8,000 layers of in-yoon over 8,000 lifetimes, which is so cool to think about, because I feel like when you think about the idea of soulmates and the idea of fate, which is something that I've thought about at length, you always think about it in a romantic sense. And I think it's interesting, even just like the brushing of one's clothes as you walk past them could mean that you knew them in a past life, not even in a romantic sense. That being said, I found it very refreshing to see Nora and Haesung's relationship, because although it was definitely romantic in nature and you got that from the way the actors portrayed it, like that giddiness when they're like talking to each other and those like excited feelings that they were showing, I do like that this is a PG-13 rating. You never see them kiss. They don't kiss in this movie at all.
Yes, they do.
They do? When do they kiss?
When they're at that writer's retreat.
No. I'm talking about Nora and Haesung. They never kiss.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like our main two that we're watching that are trying to navigate this, their feelings for one another, they never have any kind of physical connection.
Right.
It is all an emotional connection. And I think that it's very fascinating to see. And it's so different from movies that, you know, mm-hmm. not saying that I don't like an explicit movie. I just read all the ACOTAR series. I like the explicit, but it's so refreshing to see. And I'm really, really enjoyed it.
I did too. I also think that the way that it was shot made it really enjoyable. And I love mm-hmm. how they played around with all of the warm tones and the background shots. And I feel like every piece of it had either something in the story or something to look at that was just so pleasing and just kept me in like this mood that I kind of wanted to be in. And I kind of wanted to know more. The only real low, it's not even a low, but like the pacing was strange to me. I didn't hate it, but the mm-hmm. pacing just seems like it, there was no, like, I couldn't put my, again, I said this last week, I'm saying it again. I couldn't put my finger on it, but yeah, the pacing was strange. It's not a for sure low, but mm-hmm. that's the only thing.
Yeah. To go back to what you were saying about how each shot was so beautiful and it made you want to watch it, I thought about the Statue of Liberty scene where they're on the ferry yeah. and going by. And it is just, what was I doing? Oh, I went for a walk and I live near the Statue of Liberty and I saw it and I immediately started thinking of past lives. This is a movie where I stopped watching it. I ended the movie and I continued to think about what the movie was trying to say. And yeah. I love when a movie does that to you. It sticks yeah, with you same. And you start thinking about it more and more and more and starts taking on another life. Like, past life. Okay, is she talking about the inyoon she's feeling with Haesung? Or is she talking about the idea of what if she never moved to Korea or never moved to America and she stayed in Korea? What would her life be like then? You know, thinking of all the possibilities that she could have had, like a past life that would have happened if she didn't take the route that she did. Mm-hmm. One scene that really stuck out to me that I absolutely loved was when they're 12 years old and they're saying goodbye. And they walk away from each other.
Yeah.
And you see Haesung moving upward, but he's moving at kind of like a steady incline. Meanwhile, Nora's going up a steep incline. I feel like that was such a great way to describe what path they were about to take in life.
And yeah, then it was foreshadowing because he ended up having like this average life or what he thought was average. I don't want to say that it was average.
It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was average, but it was not as quick. It wasn't a quick move upward the way that he wanted it to. While Nora's was like, okay, I'm making big changes right yeah. now, where his was more steady. But yes. also the fact that they're moving in the same direction, but they're never really crossing their paths. It reminds me, I am a big fan of the artist Noah Kahan. There's a lyric that he has where he's like describing his relationship with a person that he's out of love with. And he described them as two parallel lines. And that's what they are. They're two parallel lines moving in the same direction, maybe at different paces, but they're never going to intersect or cross. And unfortunately, that's what was destined for these two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it was just fun to watch.
It was like, fun to watch.
Happen. Yeah.
I think that they also got Skype in 2012, right? Like, it was so glitchy, and it was intentionally glitchy because that's what Skype yeah. was like in 2012.
Well, it was kind of like that in 2022.
that too. It wasn't until, I don't know, recently that they kind of like got their shit together.
And it wasn't until we started using Zoom, I think. That things got better for us.
I also really liked when Haesung was talking about why he broke up with his girlfriend and he described them as two trees being planted in the same pot and not having room to grow their roots. Like, mm-hmm. why can't people talk like that? Like, what a metaphor.
Everybody wants everything instantly now. When people speak like this, nobody has the patience to kind of figure it out.
Yeah. I think that's what is so great about this movie. It's not anything anxiety-inducing like other movies.
No.
It makes you think, but it doesn't make you have, like, you have an intense reaction, and I felt very warm inside while watching this movie, but it also like challenged like thought on what fate is and what we're doing in our lives and all of that. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But it wasn't anything, and I'm still thinking about it, but it's not anything that like stresses you out, which I appreciate.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
No stress. Stress-free.
No stress.
Did you eat anything?
I did. So I watched this Saturday night, and on Friday night we had ordered pizza from Raza. It's a very, very famous place in Jersey City. And if you're listening to this and live in New Jersey or have the opportunity to go to Jersey City, I highly recommend going to Raza. I'm not even going to talk about the pizza because the pizza is incredible. And whatever you get, it's going to be great. But you know a restaurant is good when you order a chickpea salad.
Really?
A chickpea salad was out of this world. It's like chickpeas in olive oil, and I think it had like green onions, and it was covered in Parmesan, and oh, it's so good. And it's not a big, it's literally like comes in a little like, I'm cupping, this is great podcast, I'm cupping my hands. This is how...
A handful of salad.
A handful of salad, and I scoffed it up while I was watching this, but it's so good.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I watched this at 6:45 this morning, so I really just had coffee. But I would say to have something where you don't have to look down too much because this is a bilingual movie. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest like popcorn or chips or something that you don't really have to like look at.
Yeah, because you're going to be reading.
Yeah, which kind of, if I may, go into my expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that I know our friend from Russian Doll was in this, that's really all I knew going into this.
Mm-hmm.
Greta Lee. I just wanted to throw Russian Doll in because I really like that show. I was not thinking, I guess I wasn't even considering the fact that this would be a bilingual movie, especially based on the opening scene.
Mm.
I liked it. It definitely works. And I don't think it would work or be as powerful if it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't expecting it.
No.
Until I walked away from the computer to get a glass of water, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I got the gist of, like, based on the movie poster and it being called Past Lives, I got the gist that it's, like, two childhood friends reconnecting. I didn't know we were going to get a... explanation of fate from an Eastern perspective. I didn't know we were going to get into some deep like Buddhist philosophy there, and I absolutely loved it. The reason why I had said earlier like I think about this a lot is when I was a sophomore in college, I took a class called Love as an Ethic and Idea, and I did not appreciate it. It was taught by one of the most boring people I've ever listened to speak in my life. But the like big gist of it was like the idea of like your soul and when it meets your body. So that I still think about to this day, like the concepts that he taught us in that class. So throw in this idea of fate. I'm all on board. I'm fully in. I love thinking about these big abstract ideas about where we are, what we're doing. Who are we in this life? Sign me up.
Okay. Did you have an IRL moment? Other than Skype?
I have this
IRL. That's how it all began.
I have this IRL moment, and I don't think I've ever told this story on this podcast, so I'll tell you, especially as you're preparing to go on an international trip.
Oh, boy.
The scene where they're coming back from Canada into the U.S. and they're getting questioned at customs. So I flew to London in 2016 to go visit my friend Janelle. Hello, Janelle. And I was staying with her during Thanksgiving. And I was given customs papers to fill out. And I had to say where I was going to stay. I had no clue the address I was staying at. She basically just told me, hop on the tube, meet me at King's Cross Station, and I'll meet you there. So had no clue the address I was staying at. And I also forgot that when you, I don't know why I forgot this. I was young. I was like 24. This is definitely like 24-year-old's mentality. I forgot that, hey, my phone's not going to work as soon as I go, you know, to a different country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, I get off my flight after I had been kept up all night by this person who was playing a video game on the back of my head. It was red eye. It was horrible. Didn't sleep at all. Started to go through customs. And when I filled out like address I was staying at, I just wrote dorm King's Cross Station, King's Cross. And the guy's looking at the form and he's like, you're staying at a dorm in King's Cross? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you know which dorm? And I was like, no. And he's like, do you know where? I'm like, no, not really. And somehow he let me go through customs on that alone. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know how he let me go through customs, but all I could
put. You're very lucky.
I am very lucky.
I get so nervous in those situations.
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely. But oh, I just kind of was like, oh, okay. Sure. Thanks, let me into your country.
Did you buy a lottery ticket after that interaction? Because you should have.
I took my gamble on getting on the tube, and that was a whole other experience.
Oh, dear, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, your sense of direction is keen, so you don't have to worry about that. It's just, no, I don't really know. Just hanging out. I'm here to hang out. I'm here for the vibes.
I'm staying in King's Cross Station on the bench, sir. I don't know. What was I supposed to tell him?
Not that.
Anyways, that was my IRL moment.
I don't have a direct IRL moment, but I can tell you that as I was watching the beginning of this, it reminded me of two of my coworkers have kids that are around the same age. And we did like a hangout work day with like a bunch of my colleagues to prep for this semester. So it was a while ago. And they showed us pictures because one of the daughters and one of the sons did like a little date. They wanted to meet each other, and then they ended up like wanting to date each other or something like that, or like Aww. Hang out more. And I saw pictures of it. It was really cute. And that's what the beginning of this made me think of.
That is cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
It is. We're ending on a cute note.
We are ending on a cute note. We don't usually do that. So
no. We watch a lot of like sad shit.
We do watch a lot of sad shit, which I don't know. I know a lot of people online were saying that they were crying by the end of this movie. I wasn't crying, but
I teared up a little bit.
I felt emotional. I still feel emotional about it. I just want to give both of them big hugs, and I want to make sure they're okay.
I want to give them both a cup of hot chocolate.
Ooh, that's good. A little hocho.
That's what I want to do. That should have been my snack break suggestion.
Yeah.
Fuck. Roll it back. We're doing it again. Actually, that's it. We're done.
That was really quick.
So, yeah. Thank you all very much for listening. What are we at? Like 30 minutes?
Yeah, like a little over.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for listening, friends. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Hey It's Two Girls. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at ClassicStina. Danielle's on Instagram at Danielle Kobayanki. You can email us reviews, suggestions, or just say hi at twogirlswatchtv@gmail.com. Two is spelled out T-W-O. The YouTube channel is Two Girls Drink Beer. And if you have a moment, like, rate, review the podcast wherever you listen.
All right, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your weekends, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye. Bye.
What's up?